We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, talking about water issues on this weekend show. Joined today by Barbara Balin, who is the TUD board president, also the TUD general manager, Don Perkins. General Manager Perkins, there's a pretty major project going on in the Sonora area, the Sonora Regional Treatment Plant. What can you tell us about that particular project?
Yeah, thank you. We're really excited about that project. I think we've been in construction for probably not quite 2 months, even throughout the winter that we've had so far. Kiewit Construction's out there on site. They're a great partner for us. We're excited. It's about a $40 million project, which is probably the largest project TUD's ever undertaken. In fact, I know for sure it is. It's expected to take about 2 years to complete, so we're just looking forward to final completion, cutting and ribbon cutting.
Board President Balin, I know you were out there for that groundbreaking ceremony. What was your observations and just thoughts on this project?
This is a project that is very, very timely because we've really outgrown regulatory-wise and in all kinds of ways as we receive septage from other areas, even from fire camps. You know, a lot of those porta-potties come in, and so we needed to provide a responsible way to treat that and a place where it was very accessible for haulers to come in. And so we have reconfigured it. Like Don said, we had state-of-the-art team to put that together, and we'll have be able to treat the water to a higher level. So that part is good. I'm just so proud of the due diligence that TUD staff had done on this, because when the bids came back, because of the cost of materials, we were able then to go back to the drawing board, call our USDA partners, renegotiate our loan, which is very low interest, and plus a grant out of that. And we got even a better deal out of it. So we were just pleased. Unfortunately, the cost of materials goes up, but again, our staff went back, and USDA had some money left over, and they worked out a great deal, even a better deal. And so we were able to continue then without holding up the show.
Next thing I want to ask about is just state issues and things that you're keeping an eye on in that realm. If a state government makes a decision that can impact water districts, I'll go to General Manager Perkins. Are there any issues that you're closely watching right now?
Yeah, and just like Terry Cox, the grant writer for the county, just said perfectly, there's more money about to come down than ever before. And so TUD, needs to get positioned to be at the front of the line when those grant opportunities come. They're going to come in the hundreds of millions of dollars. And without those sorts of opportunities, we just can't adapt to climate change like we're going to need to do in the very near future without that assistance. So we're poised and ready. We're going to get ready to be in line for those grants down the line.
Board President Balin, are there things you're keeping an eye on at the state level?
Yes. Well, like Don said, the funding opportunities coming down are really they're for multiple benefits. The more boxes you can check, so to speak, for the money, it's not just a single purpose money anymore. It is really to take care of the whole community and everything within the community, the economy, the social well-being of the community, and the environment. And so to be grant ready, Mountain County's Water Resources Association, which TUD belongs to, we are really well aware that our smaller water agencies cannot just be, quote, shovel ready, have CEQA already canned, ready to go. The larger municipalities can. And so there's kind of a disadvantage for us, and we are in a disadvantaged community, to be grant ready. But a good example of being able to take advantage of funding is when you look at TUD's interest in acquiring. One of the benefits of acquiring the PG&E system is that if there is a catastrophic disaster, we can, if we're declared an emergency, go after the money. When Utica Power Authority, public agency, not PG&E owned, but public, they were able to recover 100% of their costs during the Darby fire when the Utica Power agency's flume went out. And so this is really important to us to be able to take advantage of the monies that is being offered, whether it's FEMA or other state and federal funding, and leverage our ratepayers' money so we can keep the water affordable. So that's what I'm looking at, the drought, again, the grant opportunities for drought mitigation, watershed restoration, climate change, fire risk, and the like. And so we want to get ahead of the game. We want to be ready. We do not want to end up in a post-disaster recovery position. We're looking at using our raw water first instead of using our treated water to fight fire. And so we're really looking out for the interest of the whole community and how to keep us in water. And so we're doing a lot of that pre-disaster work so that we can reduce the costs in post-fire recovery.
You know, we talk about grants potentially being available for things like drought, climate change, water restoration. You know, what type of projects does that usually translate into to get money for?
Well, for an example, Phoenix Lake, you know, you have a situation where that water quality and water quantity is really of the essence. That is one of the bigger ponds that we have that's west of the flume system, okay? And we all know that, you know, Cal Fire drafts from it, and so it's very, very important to us. And so we had gotten a grant from Sierra Nevada Conservancy to do some Phoenix Lake restoration. So it included dredging. It included looking at where all this sediment sources were coming from, and being able then to create settling ponds up above Phoenix so it wasn't just silting in. And the Fish and Wildlife worked with us, and of course part of this is declared on behalf of the state of California, wildlife, having determined wildlife value. So we had that component. And then we were able to work on catching this sediment as it comes down Sullivan and Powerhouse Creek. And so we're looking at a project for multiple benefits, but the bottom line is it will enhance the capacity of Phoenix, and it will improve the water quality.
We have just a couple of minutes left on this weekend's Mother of Load Views. I'd love to get some closing comments. I'll go back to Don Perkins.
Yeah, first of all, yeah, thank you, BJ, for having us. We're always excited here to come here and tell our story. But this last little bit is just kind of a shout-out to the public. As you can see, TD crews are all over the place, up and down our county. And we just appreciate your cooperation and understanding as we're out there in the public, and we understand that it can be an inconvenience, but you know, we're out there doing the work of the people, and we just appreciate their cooperation. So that's it.
Board President Balin, any comments you'd like to make?
I'd like to echo Don's comments. I'd like to really thank the community for just stepping up or being patient or working with us. I mean, we are all in this together. And while our system started out to be a singular, focused, efficient purpose that the miners built, it's still the heartbeat of our community. But it has gotten more complicated along the way. Is it perfect? No. Is it state of the art? No. But the community just they're so willing to work with us. And again, I just wanted to thank everybody for, things aren't perfect. Tanks are going to get pancaked, and storms are going to cleave the system with a tree, but everybody just works together. So I just want to say we had some agreements in place, interagency agreements, and that's our first call is to our sister agencies, and they are more than willing to help us. So you just can't find a better place to live, and we've got to do our best to keep it in water. So thank you.
We'll end on that note. We thank our guests for joining us today, Barbara Balin, the TUD board president, and Don Perkins, the general manager. Definitely keep us posted if there's anything to announce on infrastructure negotiations as well. So we'll keep on that conversation as well down the road. We want to thank them for joining us. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Mother Load Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.